This is Jesse Goldberg Strasser, and I'm joined now by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Colton Turner. Colton, what do you like about baseball?
It's just a great game, and I can't ask for a better job.
What did you play before you went to pitching full-time?
I played a little bit of first base and center field.
Could you hit?
A little bit.
Speed guy?
No, definitely not a speed guy, but I could run the bases a little bit.
When did you go to full-time pitching?
When I went to Texas State my first year, I went from full-time pitching.
Starter, reliever?
Starter.
Now, Texas State's now been in the news. I mean, Paul Goldschmidt's an all-star. Tore things up through the Diamondback system. How proud is the program for the Bobcats?
They're very proud. You know, Paul Goldschmidt, he's a great guy. Definitely helps out with the recruiting, knowing that kind of caliber comes from that university. You know, Texas State is an upcoming university and definitely in a College World Series contention in the near future.
Have you met him?
I have.
What's he like?
He was actually, when I went on my freshman recruiting trip, he's the guy that showed me around campus and everything. So I couldn't ask for a better person to show me campus. And
so when he's broken out now in the major leagues and he's doing what he's doing and everybody else gets surprised, you're just sitting back going, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking with Colton Turner, why did you go to Texas State?
They offered me a full ride, and that was the big part of the decision. And once I got down there, it was just a small town feel, but in a big city. So, and I got along with all the teammates, all the recruits down there I knew already pre-existing, just playing summer ball with those guys. And I just got really great team camaraderie there. So,
how did you choose what to major in?
That was tough. Business. I had a lot of things going through my mind. You know, my dad wanted me to do business. My mom wanted me to do this other thing. So, you know, it was just... I took a few classes, and what I like best is what I went with.
Do you know any other friends, or have you had any other family members go into professional sports?
I have not. I'm the only one.
So you're blazing the trail.
I am.
Have your family members just asked you what this is like?
They have. They're very excited about this, and after every one of my outings, they're eager to call me.
Where were you when you discovered that the Blue Jays had selected you?
I was at my house. We actually had a draft party at my house. I had a bunch of my family and friends over, and when I heard my name be called on the draft board, then I was very excited.
Was it a surprise that round? Was it a surprise that it was the Blue Jays?
Going into the draft, I knew that the Blue Jays had high interest in me, and talking back and forth with my agent and the Blue Jays, I had a feeling that it was going to be that team.
Which team did you grow up rooting for?
Texas Rangers, just because I live 20 minutes from the ballpark. Me and my dad used to go to the games all the time growing up. We always had season tickets. Still like the Rangers, but now I'm a Blue Jays fan too.
Which pitcher did you admire or model yourself after?
Definitely Nolan Ryan. Definitely Nolan Ryan.
If you grew up in Texas, there's no other answer, right?
No other answer.
What kind of pitcher are you?
I'm a ground ball pitcher. You know, I'm not too much. I'm not a power guy. You know, I like to use my sink on my fastball and you know, sometimes pitch backwards in counts and just really, really attack the zone with all my pitches.
Every youngster who pitches learns that fastball first. What pitches did you learn after that?
I learned a changeup. My dad was very precautious on letting me throw a curveball at an early age, you know, so it was mostly fastball changeup until I got into high school, and then I started developing a curveball and now a slider.
Well, how did you find your changeup grip? I've heard for different pitchers they use different grips for that change.
It just came natural. I'm the circle grip guy, and my dad showed it to me. I had a pitching coach also that, you know, it's just what I stuck with, and it's been working.
What does that circle grip do for your pitch?
For my changeup, it makes it look like my fastball, but then it also has a little depth to it. So it's, instead of it kind of running off the plate, it kind of sinks a little bit.
Have you ever tried a slider?
I have.
What's the difference between throwing that curve, throwing that slider?
Just the hand position. Slider, you got to get a little more out front. Just you treat it like a fastball, mm-hmm. and just kind of offset the baseball a little bit is what I do.
So now you join the Toronto Blue Jays organization. Last year, it's your professional debut. Used sometimes starting, sometimes relieving for Vancouver. And the Canadians go on to win the Northwest League title. What was that experience like?
Nothing like I've ever experienced before. It was unbelievable. We had champagne bottles. Every Charlie Wilson, all those guys were in town. It was just a big celebration, and I was glad to be part of it.
There's a great video of the entire team singing "O Canada" after winning the title. Tell me about it.
I didn't know that was coming, but Kellen Sweeney was definitely one of the guys that started that singing going, and it just went from there, and everybody was just in the moment, and some guys that might have other talents outside of baseball, and after singing that one.
So the season is now over. You're a champ. How do you spend the winter?
Being from Texas, I'm very outdoorsy guy. I like to hunt in the off season, hunt and fish. Just spend quality time with my friends and family, relax. But also, an off season is a time to get bigger, faster, stronger, just like this baseball, like this game is. So mostly relaxation and just spending quality time.
Speaking of fishing, I was talking to Jordan Leyland, and he said that you're the guy to go fishing with. Do you have a preference? What type of fishing and where?
I'm a bass fishing guy. You can ask Jordan. I took him to a few secret spots of mine that I found in spring training. We actually pulled some pretty good fish out of it. We pulled a 10-pound bass, 11-pound bass, a few 7 or 8s, so it was a fun time.
You had a different kind of spring training than most of the guys then.
I did. Everybody was playing golf, and me and Jordan and a few other guys were fishing all the time. John Stilson, too.
What were your goals for this year?
Goals for this year is just finish strong. We got a month left in the season, and, just basically finish strong.
You had an interesting kind of route to playing baseball this year. We got to see you in Lansing, you and Eric Brown, for a little bit, then up to Vancouver, and now back here in Lansing. How were you told?
Clayton called me in after I missed my last start, and I was questioning Clayton. I was like, why did I miss my last start? And he pulled me in the office and said that I was coming to Lansing. So after that conversation with Clayton, I wasn't too angry about missing a start anymore.
Speaking with Colton Turner of the Lansing Lugnuts, what is the next step for you? What's the next thing that you want to improve on?
Just going out there and attacking the zone. This to have success in this game, you just got to go out there, get ahead of pitcher or get ahead of batters, and really just dominate on the mound. I just want to take that next step and just keep attacking the zone better, get a better feel for my pitches, and I think I'm on the right track.
How does it feel to be standing there out there on the mound, baseball in your hand, and you know that everybody's waiting on you?
I love it.
Nothing like it.
Nothing like it.
And finally, with Colton Turner, what is the biggest game that you have ever played in?
Biggest game I've ever played in. I pitched against Texas in the regionals my junior year. And actually, my sophomore year, excuse me. And if we would have won that game, we would have ended up advanced to Super Regionals. I pitched 7 innings, came out, got pulled out just due to pitch count. We were winning 2-1 in the 7th inning. Eventually, we ended up losing that game. But that was definitely the biggest game I've ever pitched in. In front of 12,000, 13,000 people. It was a great atmosphere.
Colton, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Colton Turner. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lansing Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.